From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard.
Spain score! They take advantage of the extra man, and they believe they're going to win the World Cup for the very first time.
As heard there on ESPN, Spain has won the World Cup for the first time, besting the Netherlands 1-0 in South Africa. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli is in Madrid, where people have flooded the streets in celebration.
It may be the world's most popular sport, but the Club of World Cup winners is quite exclusive. Only 7 nations have won the title in 80 years of competition. An 8th champion will be added tonight because neither Spain nor the Netherlands has ever been crowned. It will be the 3rd time the Dutch reached the finals, losing to host teams West Germany and Argentina in 1974 and 1978. And they arrived with a string of successes, 25 games without a loss. Spaniards feel they've already made history. It's the first time they've gotten this far, and the country is awash in red flags celebrating the national team. La Furia Roja, the Red Fury, is the European champion and has lost only 2 games in 4 years. And Spain's defeat of Germany in the semifinals is helping Spaniards forget for a while their economic crisis. NPR News, Madrid.
There are media reports of 2 explosions in Uganda's capital of Kampala. News services reporting police reports that at least 23 people were killed in the blasts. Presidential adviser David Axelrod says the White House is confident that BP's latest effort to cap the gushing oil well in the Gulf of Mexico will work. Axelrod made his comments on the Sunday morning talk shows. And BP says it's pleased with its progress this weekend in placing a new, tighter cap over the leaking well. The company hopes to have the new cap in place within the next few days. The cap, it says, will allow it to capture all of the oil that's now spewing into the Gulf. We have more from NPR's Greg Allen.
BP's remote-operated robots have been working all weekend, first removing the old cap and beginning the lengthy process of installing the new sealing cap. BP says the new cap could be in place as early as Tuesday. A BP spokesman says it will allow the company to begin recovering virtually all of the estimated 35,000 to 60,000 barrels of oil being released from the damaged well. First, however, BP wants to use the sealing cap to assess the condition of the well bore through a pressure test. The company says it's even possible the sealing cap may be used to shut in the well, contain the flow temporarily until the relief wells are finished. BP says it's also making good progress with its drilling of the 2 relief wells. If all continues to go as planned, the company says it should intersect the leaking well by the end of the month, and shortly after that begin the kill procedure. A spokesman says that's an operation that can take days or weeks. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.
Presidential Press Secretary Robert Gibbs has a warning for Democrats. He says Republicans could take control of the U.S. House this fall if Democrats don't wage strong campaigns. He was speaking on NBC. This is NPR News in Washington. Lance Armstrong's chance for a top finish in the Tour de France were dashed today after he crashed twice during the tour's first alpine stage. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
After his first crash, Armstrong caught back up to the pack. Then he crashed a second time. He never could recover and finished 11 minutes 45 seconds behind Andy Schleck, who won Sunday's stage that finished on an alpine mountaintop. Armstrong has slipped from 14th to 39th place overall and is now more than 13 minutes behind the yellow jersey. Armstrong said, "My tour is finished, but I'm staying." Team Radio Shack still has hopes of a podium finish with Levi Leipheimer. Leipheimer finished the 120-mile stage, which featured 2 Category 1 climbs, within the small group of top riders. He is in 8th place overall and only a minute 13 seconds behind tour favorite Alberto Contador. Riders have a rest day tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
No matter what you may think of the New York Yankees, Bob Shepard was known as the voice of God. Shepard served as the team's public address announcer for more than 50 years. He died today, and it was believed he was 99 years old. His career with the Yankees started in 1951 and ended in 2007. Shepard recorded a greeting to Yankees fans, played for the final game in their original stadium in 2008. The Reverend Robert Schuller, the founder of the Southern California Crystal Cathedral and host of the television program The Hour of Power, says he will retire after 55 years on the pulpit. The 83-year-old Schuller says his daughter will take his place as the lead pastor. The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee is pushing Pakistan to crack down on an Al-Qaeda-linked network. He says the network is working on both sides of the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.